22ページの真ん中です。 Everything you do, do out of sincerity or the benefit of the action is lost. This is not because I won't reward you. God does not reward and punish, as you know. But natural law requires the body, mind, and spirit to be united in thought, word, and action for the process of creation to work. You cannot fool your mind if you're insincere. Your mind knows it, and that's that. You've just ended any chance that your mind can help you in the creative process. You can, of course, create without your mind. It's just a great deal more difficult. You can ask your body to do something your mind doesn't believe. And if your body does it long enough, your mind will begin to let go of its former thought about that and create a new thought. Once you have a new thought about a thing, you are well on your way to creating it as a permanent aspect of your being rather than something you are just acting out. This is doing the things the hard way. And even in such instances, the action must be sincere. Unlike what you can do with people, you cannot manipulate the universe. So, here we have a very delicate balance. The body does something in which the mind does not believe. Yet, the mind must add the ingredient of sincerity to the body's action for it to work. How can the mind add sincerity if it does not believe in what the body is doing? By taking out the selfish element of personal gain. How? The mind may not be able to sincerely agree that the actions of the body can bring you that which you choose. But the mind seems very clear that God will bring good things through you to another. Therefore, whatever you choose for yourself, give to another. Would you say that again, please? Of course. Whatever you choose for yourself, give to another. If you choose to be happy, cause another to be happy. If you choose to be prosperous, cause another to prosper. If you choose more love in your life, cause another to have more love in theirs. Do this sincerely, not because you seek personal gain, but because you really want the other person to have that, and all the things you give away will come to you. Why is this so? How does that work? The very act of your giving something away causes you to experience that you have it to give away. Since you cannot give to another something you do not now have, your mind comes to a new conclusion, a new thought about you, namely that you must have this, or you could not be giving it away. The new thought then becomes your experience. You start being that. And once you start being a thing, you've engaged the gears of the most powerful creation machine in the universe, your divine self. Whatever you are being, you are creating. The circle is complete, and you will create more and more of that in your life. It will be made manifest in your physical experience. This is the greatest secret of life. This is what Book 1 and Book 2 were written to tell you. It was all there in far greater detail. Explain to me, please, why sincerity is so important in giving to another when you choose for yourself. If you give to another as a contrivance, a manipulation meant to get something to come to you, your mind knows this. You've just given it a signal that you do not now have this. And since the universe is nothing but a big copying machine reproducing your thoughts in physical form, that will be your experience. That is, you will continue to experience not having it, no matter what you do. Furthermore, that will be the experience the person to whom you are trying to give it. They will see that you are merely seeking to get something, that you have nothing really to offer, and your giving will be an empty gesture, seen for all the self-serving shallowness from which it springs. The very thing you sought to attract, you will thus push away. Yet when you give something to another with purity of heart, because you see that they want it, need it, and should have it, then you will discover that you have it to give. And that is a grand discovery.